believe the virologist of all this. We haven't paid attention to how this is really being done. We remember about bacterial cultures, and we know you can make a culture of pure bacteria. I can culture out something from you and then look at it and then find a particular one and make it into, and oh my gosh, you've got a pure culture of staph there. I know we can do that, but that's not how they do it with viruses. It's really ugly. They take this goo, they poison it, they grow it in other cells, and it turns out there are very many people, it's not just Andy Kaufman, there's a very many people that are saying, these are the artifacts. This is the debris. Viruses are nothing more than the debris of dying apoptotic cells.
And Dr. Merritt,
yeah,
one of the most fascinating things that I learned in studying microbiology, virology, bacteriology, no one has ever seen a virus in action.
Right, exactly.
No one has ever watched a virus do anything because you can't see it with the naked eye. The only way to see what you think is a virus is in two-dimensional form on a piece of paper that's a blob, an electron microscope that is told to be a virus. And so when you see that blob at the cell membrane and they tell you, this is how the virus is entering the cell. Well, what if that material, A, is not a virus? And B, what if that material is exiting the cell?
Right.
You can't know anything about that material because it's not moving.
Right.
No virus has ever been seen to cause, invade, infect, to kill anything. And that is the tragedy of our quote unquote scientific and medical fields. And so knowing that the human body has maybe 400 trillion genetic materials of viruses built within our cells and within the bacteria that line our body, you could never, ever discern whether genetic material pulled from an airway or the lining of the nose is something endogenous to the body, meaning it's part of our own genetic material or part of our own microbiome, or something exogenous, meaning
right. It
came from outside the body. This is the, and so no mechanism has ever been shown to demonstrate how a virus causes blood clotting, blood disassociation from the red blood cell, oxygen disassociation for the red blood cell, passage of this toxin into the brain, into the lung tissue, into the kidneys, into the male and female reproductive systems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is, I can't wait. Like I have to laugh really hard at what's happening in the world today, because if I truly cried at the depth of the lies,
yeah,
I don't think I could get up from the floor.
Mm-hmm. People cannot, you can't wrap your head around the idea this is the biggest lie in biology in 60 years. You know, that this has been
a 160 years,
yeah, because, and actually it even goes back to Pasteur wasn't honest.
Exactly.
So this is really ugly, but the, the fact is we don't have an actual pathogen. We don't have a test that we know what it means.
We
have all this dogma about how we're going to treat people in hospitals based on nothing, based on no actual data and no pathology. You know, we don't look at pathology like we should be. We're not looking at the dead. We shouldn't, because they don't want us to figure this out.